in the Mishnah, Bav Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Af al pi sheyesh loy isha bonim, even though a kohen has a isha or bonim, so there's no shaila of bitl piri veriviv, Af al pi kein lo yisa islandis, he's not permitted to marry an islandis, shehi zayna ha'amura b'teira. The Torah asked the Zayne, the Torah meant an islandess. So Omar Rabune, the fourth line from the top, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda, why is an islandess a Zayne? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Ochlu v'loy yisbo, hiznu v'loy yifreitzu. It's called Bia she'ein bo pirtzo, eina elo bilos znus. The Merav Ranshberg says, Kobiya Shainba Pirtse, Miloshen Uparatsto Yomo Vekeimo. So every beer that cannot bring about a Pirtse, that means a Ribuy Bonim, Hiznu Veloyif Reitzu. So if there's no Pirtse, Eina Elo Beilas Znus. Let us see Taisvitz. Kolbiye she'ein bo pirtzo, ktana osye lechlal pirtzo lo shetizgadu. A ktana is a bas pirtze. Le memayet ala heiched le osye lo oilom lechlal pirtze. The Gemara is medayik, the Gemara is only memayet an isha that's a lav bas pirtze. An isha that's a lav bas pirtze, so memele, that is called a bias znus. The Ochlaner is ma'irer on this Gemara, that it seems the Gemara is saying, and the lashon of the Gemara, would zicha seem like that, kol bia she'ein bo pirtze eina elo bilas znus. That means a bia in a person who's a lav bas pirtze, so that is a din of a bias znus. So the Ochlaner assumes, fine, so the first bia should make her a zayne, because that's a bia znus. That's called a bia znus. A bia in the isha that's a lav bas pirtze is a bia znus. So if you make a bia znus in the isha, she should become a zayne. And therefore, so when should a kohen gadol be also, when should a kohen be also to marry her? By the second bia. He asks, just like the halacha is, that if the Gemara says, Och abo ala choysoi aso zayne. Abiyas chai v'krisis makes her for a zayne. So fine. So now a kain will be boil her the second time. Now it's bo ala zayne. But the first bia that makes her for a zayne, she's not that's not a bia zayne. So you need a bia znus to make her for a zayne. So he says, L'chayre, it would come out of Samayre de Kechidish. That what it says, L'yisa Islandis, Shizoyna Amura Betoyre, it means from the Biyashni it's also, not the Biyarishoyne. But he says the Gemara later is not mashma like that, because the Gemara later brings down the different Tanoim that are chaylik, what makes Anisha Zoyne. And the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yehuda Ima Zayne Zu Islandis. Zayne, that's an islandess. An islandess is a Zayne. So it would seem that an islandess alone is a Zayne. So he blames by Akasha. Why should an islandess be a Zayne? There's no be his nus. L'chayre, I think Pshat in the Gemara is, the Pasuk is telling us as follows, that the Pasuk is talking about the Maisa Biyah. Hiznu v'lo yifreitzu. If it's lo yifreitzu, it's hiznu. But the Pasuk is telling us as follows, that if an Isha is oimid for lo yifreitzu, that means what is her tafkid? She can never have children. So her whole tafkid is only znus. You can only make znus with her. You can't do more than that. That's why she's called a zayne. Not because a bias znus was made in her. No, she's a zayne because that's the only thing she can do. If she could be yifreitzu or a ktane, that's a bas pirtze, So Memela, so she's not a Zaynus. She's Oymed for other Te'elias. She's Oymed to have children. So you can't call her a Zaynus because she has other potentials. But an Isha that is only Oymed for Bia, she's not Oymed to have children, so that is called a Zaynus. She's only Oymed for Znus. So Memela, so she's a Zaynus before the Bia Rishayne. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Eleza Oima, Koyin lo yisa es haktana. Rabbi Eleza said that a Koyin should not marry a ktana. Very modna halacha that a Koyin shouldn't marry a ktana. Oma lei Rav Chizda le Rabbe, poik ayin bo, de lo ulta boi lo Ravuna minoch. So Rav Chizda told Rabbe, listen, tonight, the Ravun is going to ask you Pshat and Rabbi Eleza, it's a very shvere bereise. So be ma'ayin, you should have an explanation to explain this bereise. Nofak ayin bo, he was ma'ayin, and he said, Ashtik teire, Rabbi Eleza sovelo ke Rabmeya, besovelo ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eleza holds like Rabmeya, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Sovelo ke Rabmeya, dachayish lemiyute. So Memele, every Ketane is a potential islandess. That means even though Roiv Noshim are not islandess, but there's a Miyat that are islandess. And Simoni islandess are not Nikia when by a Ketane. So Memele, when every Ketane, there's a chash, maybe she's an islandess, and there's no way for me to be mevarit. So Memele, that's one yesoid. So Rabbi Eleza holds like Rame, the chayish lemiyute. V'sovo lo ke Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the oma islandess zayna havya. And he holds that an islandess is a zayna. So Memele, so now the cheshbon is beautiful. He said a beautiful shtik teire. So therefore, Rabbi Eleazar said that a koyin, who's not permitted to marry an islandess, because she's a zayin, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, is not permitted to marry a ktane, because he holds like Rameya, that we have to be chayish. Maybe this ktane is an islandess. So the Gemara asks, Ucha Rameya misovalo, Rabbi Eleza holds like Rameya that Chayshinu lemiute. For Sanya, we learned in Abaraise, Kotten uktano loy chiltzin v'loy miyabmim divrei Rameya. Rameya said that a Kotten uktano cannot make chalitzi, cannot make yibu. Omru loy le Rameya, so they told Rameya as follows. Yof amarto shein chiltzin. You're right, ein chiltzin. Ish ksiv beparshe. It says by the parsha of chalitza ish, so memela a cotton can't make chalitza. Umakshinon ish ole ish. Then it says also yevimtoi, so umakish yevimtoi to the ish. So memela, so just like the chalitza has to be an ish, the chalitza also has to be, the ish also has to be an ish agdoil. Fine, that's beautiful. Elamaitaime ein miyabmin. But why can you be miyab? By chalitza there's a miyut. Why can you be miyab? We had a taisvis before. Taisvis spoke about a cheresh, but lechere you have to say the same teretz over here also. Taisvis asked a kasha. Taisvis says a yesod that just like there's a klal. Kol sheina oile leyibum eina oile lechalitze, there's a fakel to klal also. Kol sheina oile lechalitze eina oile leyibum. That's Taisvus Ayesot. So Taisvus asks, so how could a cheresh be miyabim? Is there an oile lechalitze? So Taisvus says, this is a Taisvus daf memdal da medalef, tohosem b'nei chalitze nino, ele de pumayu hu de koivlu. It's called a bar chalitze. They can't say, but that's not called the Eina Oila Lechalitza. So Lechere, the Gemara says, a Ketane, you cannot make Chalitza. So let's say she's Eina Oila Lechalitza, so therefore Eina Oila Yibim, so also you have to say the same thing. that a ketan is not called Aina Oila Lechalitza. It's a psazoid, it's a mechusas man. She has to become a gdoila, but it's not called Aina Oila Lechalitza. She's considered a bas chalitza. So memela, so therefore, the Gemara asked on Rameya, chalitza, I understand, but why can't a cotton or a ketan make ibum? Amalei cotton shema yimtza soris, ktane shema timtza eilenes. Benimtza poigim belve. If the soris and eilenes, so there's no mitzvah yibum. So it's aisha sach shaloi bemoki mitzvah. So therefore you're not allowed to make yibum. Visanya, we learned a baraisa, ktane misyabemes beina cheletzes divrei Rabbi Lezer. We learned a baraisa that Rabbi Lezer says that a ktane is Misya Bemes. So we see that Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Rameya. He doesn't hold Chashin Elamiyot. He holds Ketana Misya Bemes. Rabbi Yehuda Misovalo. And now the second Shtik Torah that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Kain Hedyut is also Ba'ailonis because she's a Zoyne. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda either. Vasanya, we learned Zoyne. What is the Taj Zoyne? Zoyne Kishmo. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Zazayin is a ishe that's mezana tachas bailo. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Sandakadesh is ishe zinza, she's called a zayin. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, zayine zumov keres. Rabbi Kiva holds a zayin is an ishe, if not an ishe zinza, she's mov keres liznuz, she's called a zayin. Ramasye ben Choresh Oimer, afilo olach bailo lahashkoiso. The Baal wanted to bring her to be Mashka. She was a Sofik Saite. Ubo aleo baderech. He was boyalo. There's a venitmo. Aso a zayne. So she becomes a zayne. From a bias sura. Rabbi Yudaima zayne zu islandes. An islandes is a zayne. Vachachami maim remain zayne aligiyores and mishuchares vishenivala bilaznus. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Ponya Bo'apnuya, Shleil Hashem Ishus, Oso Zayin. So, Bemele, Rabbi Lezer Oimer. So, we see that Rabbi Lezer does not hold that a Zayin is an islandess. I think this Gemara is a Moyedik Echizik for us. There was a Psashvere Baraisa. Rabbi Lezer said that a Kohen is not permitted to marry a Ketane. They asked Rabbi to say Pshat. Rabbi went, he was mine. He said a whole shtick to him. He said a whole shir on this. That Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Meir. Memele, he was Miyashiv. He was Miyashiv, the whole Baraisa. And then they slugged them up. You're 100% wrong. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir. He's still the same Rabbi. He was mishtadl to be miyashiv abarais. He wasn't mechaven lamiti shol toires. He wasn't mechaven. But that's zudarki shol toire. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, poik ayimbo, amai lo yisos aktan. Why can't a kohen hedyut marry aktan? Tamei achayish lemiyute, kidesanya lekamon, koten shemo yimtza, soris, achinami chayish Rabbi Elezer, the shema timtza ktan is u islandis, and if she's an islandis, a kohen is not permitted to marry an islandis. Koten u ktane, oi koten, oi ktane. So the Gemara asked, so the Tanoim asked Rameh like this, bish loimech by chalitze ish ksiv, beparshas chalitze, loyach beitze ish lakachas as yevimtoi. So he said that Wachayish, maybe he's a soris and she's an islandess, and Pogim Be'elve, Kivin the Lav, and Ne'akom Hashem Ninu, Poga Be'ishishoch, Shaloi Be'moki Mitzvah, Tachmona Patre, the Torah was Mafki Patre, there's no Mitzvah of Yibum, Tachsiva Shetelet Pratla Islandess. Ve'eino Cheletzes. Ve'eino Nifteres Lishuk Bachlitzosa. Now, Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Lezer said, "Ktano misyabemes ve'ena chelatzes." Dain and if there is a shuk bachlitzo, so dain ma'ise ktane klum. There's a miyut lechayre that we're makish isha leish. Avo misyabemes v'tigodel etzloi v'tiskayim mitzvas yibum. Now this Rashi is a shrek lecha Rashi. Rashi is telling us pshat. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is not chayish lamiyat, fine. So, she could be miyab maktane. So Rashi says, v'tigodel etzloi, v'tiskaya mitzvah sibum. And what happens till she becomes a gdoyla? You want mekaya mitzvah sibum. We hear on Daphnim Zainam at base, a Mishneh, in Nide, Abasha Leishonim V'yayim Echot, in Bola Yavam Kono. We hear that a Yavam is Kono. You don't need Das by the Isha. By a cotton, there's a Machloikus HaRishonim. If a cotton is Miyabim, if according to Rashi, it's also a Yibum in a Torah, there's no Isereish Esish. According to Toisvis, a cotton isn't kind, but a ktane in bo, she's a bas shalishon v'yemech, she's a bas bi in bo la yavam kono. And here it says that, tigodol etzloi v'tiskayim mitzvasibum. So the machlekes, the gedoyle achroinim, how to explain this Rashi. The einig yontev, in Simen Kufay and Tes Chelik Ebenezer wants to say Amoyre de Kechidish. He wants to say that there are two inyonim. There's Kinyin Yibum and Mitzvah Yibum. Kinyin Yibum Yivom Yovele Lekoch Aloy Leisha, so she becomes his wife, and that's the Mishneh and Afnan Zayinim at Beis in Bo Leo Yovom Kono. But mitzvah yibum is totally if she's roy to have children. Kozman, she's not roy to have children, so you want mekayim mitzvah yibum. Lamay nafke mine, she says, shrek lecha nafke mine. He says, what will be if the yavam will die, or the yavam will give her a get, so she needs chalitza. That means the yibum, mitzvah yibum is mafkiya, that takes away the din chalitza, and here there's no kiyum of mitzvah yibum, calls man she's a ktane. That's what the Einig Yontif says. And it comes out, Amira de Kechidish, it comes out if the yavam dies, so she's an eshish shnei mesim in a teire. If there's an emes eshish shnei mesim, that means the zika of the first mace wasn't nifka yet. Because she still needs chalitza from the first mace. Mitzvah Yibum wasn't this kind. She's his wife, Min HaTorah. Because that's we had Nun Zayinam at Beis and Bo'ala Yavam Kono. So you have an Eishu Shnei Mesim Min HaTorah. And the Gemara Mutschitzich to find an Eishu Shnei Mesim. We just found a beautiful Eishu Shnei Mesim. But Kaponim HaSezuk Tainig Yontuf Shat and Rashi. The Imre Moshe in Simen Vov Ois Vov in the Sameach and Perik Aleph and Hilchis Yibum Aloche Yud Zayin want to say a different pshat. They want to say we had mentioned Baruch Hashem had wanted to say on Rashi that Rashi also holds like the Shittus HaRitve. We had mentioned that the Gemara says that Chai Ve'Lavin is Chelatzes V'loi Misyabemes. Why? Because really you should say Esadei Chaloisas. So the Gemara says because we're Gzeire Bia Rishayna Oto Bia Shniya. If we make a Bia, be permitted to make a Bia Rishayna, might come to make a Bia Shniya. The Bia Shniya is no Ese. So Mamela, that's why they said Chelatzes V'loi Misyabemes. So Taisva says, why does the Gemara say Gzeira bi Rishayna to bi Yishni? The Gemara should have said Gzeira Haroa to Gemar bi, because if you make Harona, you've only your kain already. So the Essa ends by the Haroa. So Memele, the Gemara should have said Gzeira Haroa to Gemar bi. So Taisva says, Zainachanami. That's 100% true. Gmabi is also also. The Gmabi is Gzeira B'Yishen to B'Yishni, but who had the, but really, this is a bigger issue. Gzeira Haroa to Gmabi, because Mitzvah Yibum is Nigmar with the Haroa, and he makes a Gmabi, it's not Mekai Manes, and Memele is over on the lab with the Gmabi. The Rashba and the Ritva are Chaylik on Taisvis, and they want to say, even though the Gemara says by Haroa, that Kono is Kono with Haro, But the mitzvah bishleimuse is yivama yovela b'gmar biye. There's a mitzvah lahakim lachiv shame. So you zich need a biye that's chay lakom Hashem. Now if you made b'diyavid, you made a roi, you kaine. But there's a mitzvah kiyumis of lahakim lachiv shame. You need a gmar biye. So they want to, so the Sameach and the Ibrahim Moshe want to say that that's Pshan Rashi, not Rashi holds that if a person is boil a ktano, there's not mafkiya the zike, and if he gives her a get, he'll have to give a chalitza also. Has v'sholem. That means it's, if you boil a ktano, it's konam finished. But the mitzvahs yibum, the loshen, means the mitzvah of lahakim lachim shame. That means that's a chelik of mitzvah yibum. So even though he made a gemar bia, but a gemar bia de ktane is not a bia that's roi lahakim shame. So Rashi is just saying afru mizach. That means it's an inyan to stick around, that he shouldn't give her a get right away, in order that the mitzvah yibum should be in the sky. Kishma loshen toye. Now we have a shaila, what's a zoyne? So Rabbi Lassi said, kishma loshen toye, shetoye mitachas baila la'acherim. Rabbi Lassi, ein zoyne ela eishusi. Mufkeres. Rabbi Kiva held mufkeres. Rafila pnuye. Ma'achashiv kira atzma la'kel. Kruye zoyne, that's called a zoyne. Avo mishum bila achas lehave zoyne hapnuye. With one bila, like Rabbi Lezel, like Rabbi Lezel says later, ponye bo hapnuye sa zoyne, das nisht. Amuf keres leznus, that's called a zoyne. Olach bailo lebezn hagodu, veilicho lahashkoiso mei hamorim. I don't understand clearly why you have to go to Bezna Godo. I thought you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Bezna Godo v'licha l'ashkaisa me'amorim shekine lo v'nistero v'asura loy ad shetishte. So if is also zayne hoyul v'nivel ala posolo v'meis asura l'koin. If he made such a beer, so she's posolo, she's also l'koin. And Elagiyaris, the Nivala Benochiusa Lev de Kechovim, Hemishucheres, David Kechovim, the Evet, Ovalab Nekdushni, no Posli. This is ready, we had the Machloikis, Rashi in the Mishnah, and Taisus is Cholik and Rashi. Rashi holds a Giyaris, the whole Shem Zainis, because she was Nival Benochiusa, in Abias, Nabias Akum, with Agoite, and the both are Lav Nekdushni, no. It's possibly, so that makes her a zayna. V'shaniva lo l'posolo k'goyin echad mikol ha'royis k'goyin bas yischol l'nosin u'mamza. Let us see the Gemara further. So, b'kitzer, we have now a problem. We have Rabbi Lezer said in the Baraisa that a koyin lo yisos haktane, and Rabbi's eitze to explain Rabbi Lezer was not too successful. So now we have to explain what is Pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Oma Rav Ade Barabe, Roche b'koyin godol askine. That number one, Rabbi Lezer is not speaking about a koyin hadid, speaking about a koyin godol. La'imus konilo l'chi godlo. When is he koyinah? When she becomes a gedoyla, that means it says lo yisa ktano. He shouldn't marry a ktano. Why shouldn't he marry a ktano? Because he'll first be kainaha when she becomes a gedoyla. El ba'ule, so then she's a ba'ule. We'll see as the Gemara progresses what Pshat is in Rav Ada Bar Rava. Omar Rove, Michli Leiv. This doesn't make any sense. It's like Mibli Leiv. Idikitcha Avua. What are you talking about? You're not allowed to marry a Ketana. If the father was Mekadosh, Mahu Shaito Udekonilo. So he was kind already. So he was kind a Ketana. She's his wife, Minatayah. So what's the problem? There's no bula over here. He married a psula, and then there's no problem. The id the kitcha nafsha, Ayel tell me no. It's speaking about that she was makadish herself. It's speaking about kedushin the rabbona. So pshat is it's really not called his wife. It's only mid rabbona his wife. And therefore, so later when she'll become a gdela, then you'll make real kedushin, real nesuin. So then it's coming out, he's marrying a bula, he's marrying bula satzmoy. So if that's the case, or Rabbi Elezer, he, v'loi rabbonon, it's mother, Rabbi Elezer holds that you're not allowed to marry a ktana. That means if this is the case, that he's marrying a ktana, a kedushin da rabbonon, and the reason he's not permitted to do so because when she'll become a gdol and make kedushin da rais, he's marrying a bula, so Rabbi Elezer holds that you're not allowed to. Everyone knows you're not allowed to. So that can't be pshat. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Lechi godlo de kedusha ktane lav klum hei. Kedusha ktane is nothing. Bahavi like so that what she was nivel then avalei kenusas atzmai mafutas atzmai. Michli leiv, kemay mibli leiv. See the kitchavu haav zake lekadosh bita ktana beperkama de kedushin as biti nasati lisha ze. Now there's a mishnah lemelech an agamore. Mishnah lemelech is in perik yedzayin halachet hazvav. The Mishnah Lamelech brings a Machlekes HaRishonim. The Machlekes HaRishonim, if the Issa Bu'ula L'Kayin Godol is Davke after issues, or Afilu without issues, a person, a Kayin Godol, will be Ma'anis Abu'ula, without issues. So L'Chayred is an, there's also an Issa Bu'ula. L'Chayred is an Issa Bu'ula, if it was Ma'anis, if there's an Issa Bu'ula, if without making issues in her, if they're an Issa Bu'ula. So he says, L'Chayred from our Gemara is an Afnaraya, that the whole Issa is only after issues. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Rav Ada Bar Ava said that a Kohen Gadol made kedushin darabonan in her. So that's not ishus min haTorah. So Keseder is being boil abu'ula, and there's no problem whatsoever. The whole problem is the Gemara says what the problem is. The problem is the lechi godlo. Then he's making issues in Abula. So we see that the whole issues is the whole Issa applies only when he has issues in Abula. That's the lashon ma le'emes konila lechigodla. He's kind of when she's a bully, so he's kind of Abula. So it would seem that the Issa is only. If the Issa Bula is only if you have issues in us. Tamas if a Kohen Gadol to be Boil a Bula, there's no Issa. And the Issa Kash and the Rishonim that hold this an Issa deraisa to be Boil a Bula without issues. So how is he allowed to be Boil all the time? This Kash, the Mishlah Malach asks, the Amne Meluyim in Simen Zayin Sivkot and Tes wants to fa'em for this Kash. He says as follows. We heard in the Gemara that Anusas Atzmoy, Mefutas Atzmoy, Lo Yisa. There's an Issa, you're not allowed to marry an Anusas Atzmoy. Because Isha Bipsula Yikoch, you have to marry a Psula, not a Ba'ula. After Lubulas Atzmoy, you're not allowed to. Issa Deraisa. Bim Nosa Nosa. If he married her, so he doesn't have to go and give her a get. Why not? Because Seifa Li is Bula Tachtov. So we see the Issa of Bulas Atzmoy is only an Issa to make Ishus in her. But to have Ishus in her afterwards, if he married her, be Issa. La Issa. He's not allowed to marry Bulas Atzman. But after he married her already, now there's no Issa to have Ishus in her. And therefore, Bimnosa Nosoi. And what will the child be? The child will be a Cholo, and she won't become a Cholola, because there's no Issa whatsoever to have Ishus in her. The Issa is only to marry. Well, the thoughts my b'psulim am of yikachish. You should marry a b'sula. You should make the suin in a b'sula. So by that he's over. But there's no issa of lo yichalo because now there's no issa to be with her because safely is bula tachta. Masha ein kein. The Gemara says bula sacherim lo yisa ve'im nosa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that avlad chalo. Because there, we don't have a svar of seifeli is bula tachta. So mamela there, the blood is a cholo. So that's what we had before. So the Avnei Miluim says as follows. He says, the zicher rishonim that hold, that one, a kohen gadol, is not permitted to be boil a bu'ula, and if his boil is able to yechalo, she becomes a cholola, he's like her, the children will be cholola. That is dafke bula sacherim. Bula sacherim is an iso to have issues with such a bula. So bula sacherim paka, the iso isn't dependent in kedushin, if he made kedushin, if he didn't make kedushin. Avulis boyula stam is also over. Bula atzmei, there's no iso whatsoever to have issues with her. There's no iso to be boyul bula atzmei. The iso is, isha b'psula yikach, you should marry a b'sula, not a bula. But there's no issa to be boiled bulas atzmai. So therefore, the Gemara is very meduik. The Gemara says a person was makadish aktanik, so it's no kedushin whatsoever. So he's boiled. So he's not even any issa whatsoever. There's no issa to be boiled bulas atzmai because soifali is bula tach. There's no such issa bechlau. The issa is, so if I can't, the Gemara says the issa will be when she'll become a gdola, then he's marrying. Oh, he's not allowed to marry a bula, fill a bula satsmai. And that, this everyone is maide. That what the Rishonim hold. That afilu without any issues to be boil a bula zosa, that's by bula sacherim. Bula sacherim, there's an issa bula yechalo. That's how the Avnei Miluim emphasizes the Mishle Maos Rai from our Gemara. Yeah, so the Rabat de Barab is a very shver teretz. Elo Amarov, so Rav said a new mahalach, lo ilom b'koyin hadyit. It's speaking about a koyin hadyit. V'chayshinon shemo tispata olov. A kohen hedyit should not marry a ktane. Why? Because a ktane is a regila lehispatois. Shemo tispata olov. Maybe she'll be mizane. Tachtov. So that's why you shouldn't marry her. So the Gemara says, oh, that's pshat. Ihochi Yisrael nami. Monavshech. If you're chayish for pitoy, because aktane does not, can be easily nispate, so Yisrael also shouldn't marry aktane, should be nispate. So the Gemara answers, pitoy ktane oynesu, v'oynes bi Yisrael mishre shori. Oynes bi Yisrael is mishre shori, so that's the problem. She'll be nispate, but she's only an anusa, and anusa is mutali Yisrael. Mashen came by a koi. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Tispate v'tizna olav, lefi she'ein bodas cholim. She doesn't have a strong will. So Mamela shall be easily nispate. L'cheira, we have to understand, what's the problem? The problem is that, it says like this, that a kohen shouldn't marry a ketane, shema tispate olav, and she'll become also on him. No, so she'll become us, I'll give her a get. What's the problem? What's the calamity? Now what is pshat? He won't know about it. No, if he won't know about it, so she's taking mutter to him. I mean, so, yishtalan chazokir. I mean, Kolzman, he has to clara shayla, maybe she was the spate. Yishtalam chachazokesh, yishachaskas kashcha. So he's not oivani aveira, so ignorance is bliss. Kozman, he doesn't know about it, is nisht. And, so what is the problem? So I found the Sameach, Perigimel Milchus Yisure Biya Aloche Beis, he wants to say that the problem is the children. That means, Lamaisa, she became a Zoyne, and she's also a love. He doesn't know, so he doesn't know. But Lamaisa, if she became a Zoyne, and she's also a love, so the children will be Chalolim. And Gabi Psula Yichas, Chazal were very much Machme. That means it'll be a calamity taker. I mean, she was Mezana Bekatnusa, and she became Osanim, and she's a Zoyne, and Fatik. And later, when she grows up, the children will be halolim. She herself is also not neman to tell them that that she was mezana bekatnus. You have to know if she'll be neman. But so in Melech, he says the ikar shash is a shash of it'll come out of calamity that the children will be halolim. Chazal v'machmer by yichsim. Rav Popo Omar B'Koyin Godel. Now Popo went back, no, we're speaking about a Koyin Godel is not permitted to marry a Ketana. For Hai Tano, the Sanye B'Sula Yochel Ketana, Tamad Loima Isha B'Sula Yiko. So Isha, she has to be a Gdoila. I Isha Yochel Boigris, Tamad Loima B'Sula, and Yid Kol B'Sula. Okay, tzad, yotzeso michlal katnes, uchlal bagres leiboso. So, this Tana holds that is a Kohen Gadol is only permitted to marry a Naira, not a Ketana, not a Bagres. So that is pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, Kohen lo yiso es a Ketana, because he holds of this miyut, isha v'loi Ketana. In Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, Haytanu, the Sanye, Psula, Ein Psula, Elo Naira. V'cheinu Oymer, V'Naira, Toivis, Mare, Mioid, Psula. So it seems that the Psula is a Naira. Rabbeloza Oymer, Pony, Abol, Apnuye, Shleile, Shem, Ishus, Aso, Zoyne. Omar Rav Amram, Ein Aloche, Ki Rabbeloza. Let us see Rashi. Rav Pope Omar B'Koyin Godel V'Hai Tanu Da'osak Tanu Migzeres HaKosu. It says Isha P'sula Ma'amo V'Yikach Isha. Let us see Taisus. Ein B'sula Elo Naira Koshe D'La'Hai Tanu Amai Itztarech B'Shum Mokim Lichtoiv Naira P'sula. Why does it say Naira P'sula? Whenever it says psula, zanayra. V'cheinu oima, v'anara toivis mara miyoid. Teime. Tohoche mashme, derivke nara hoisa. We bring a raya from this pasuk, v'anara toivis mara miyoid psula, that rivke was zanayra. V'beseder oilam tanya behedye, shahoisa bas sholosh kshenosa Yitzchak. She was 3 years old when Yitzchak married her, so she wasn't a naira, she was a ketana. You can't be magia the Seder Olam. It says in Seder Olam, Yitzchak Avinu Kshenekel Agabi Mizbeach Hoya Ben Shiva Ushloishim Shana. He was 37 years old. Uboi Bepeirik Nur Darivke Uchsi Vayihi Yitzchak Ben Aboim Shana. Nimtzeis Shehoisa Bas Gimel. So it says clear that the Seder Olam holds that she was 3 years old when he married her. So it doesn't stim with our Gemara. Rav Shmuel Chosid Mishapiro Hechiach Shaisa Bas Yudalit. Rav Shmuel has another problem. That in Sefri it says that it seems that she was 14 years old when she got married. She wasn't a Naira, she was a Bakeress. B'desanya b'sefri, vav zugay shnoiseim shavis. B'kachoshiv kahos v'rivke. B'kahos and rivke lived the same amount of years. The Kohos Choya Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kohos lived 133 years. Kedachsiv Bekra. There's a pasuk. They lived 133 years. Now, so in the Sefri it says that Rivka lived also 133 years. If we will assume that when Yitzhak married Rivka, she was 14 years old, then the cheshbon will stim that she died when she was 133 years old. Why? V'chshenoylad Yaakov oisa bas lamedalet. When Yaakov Avinu was born, she got married by 14. She waited 20 years till she had a child. So now we're up to 34. And then Yaakov was born when she was 34. V'yakev hoyo ben tzadik tes k'shemei sorivke. We'll soon prove this. So she was 34, and Yaakov was 99 years old when Rivka was nifter. So memele, so Rivka was nifter when she was 133 years old. Harei kuf lamed gimel. Now how do we know that Yaakov Avinu was 99 when she was nifter? So now Tesis makes a cheshbon. When he got the brachas from Yitzhak Avinu, she'oz meis Yishmoel. Because when he got the brachas, then Yishmoel died. When he got the brachas, so Esav went to marry Machlas Bas Yishmoel. And God is a Mordek Medrash. The Medrash says, what was the cheshbon of Esav to marry Bas Yishmoel? Because Esav had a problem. Yikrivu yemei evil ovi, and then he'll go and kill Yaakov Avinu. But the problem is, how is one misavv that it should be yikrivu yemei evil ovi? So he had a brilliant idea that he's going to go and become an Eidim by Yishmael. He's become an Eidim by Yishmael, so a son-in-law gets a little close to the father-in-law, and then he was a Tzayid Bepiv. He was a very convincing person. So he's going to convince Yishmael to kill Yitzchak in order that the Yerusha should go to Yishmael. He's Avraham Avinu's son. He should go and kill Yitzhak. Now, he'll kill Yitzhak, so then Esau, then he'll kill Yishmael of Goyal Adam. That means he won't sit back. So now Yitzhak is dead and Yishmael is dead. Then he'll kill Yaakov in a beautiful plan. The only thing, Agavucha, we see a Moira de Kazach over here. Mitzad Echod, Chazal tell us that, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that there was no one that was Mekayim Kibud Ove Aim more than Esav. So, the Chayodim says the mitzvah of Kibud is lav davke the chitzonius, the kemaisim of Kibud. Kibud also includes, Belev, he has to be Mechabed him, he has to hold from him. So if Esav was sholem in mitzvahs Kibud of, so Al Kaponim, he was Mekayim Kibud of Gevaldik. And the same Esav could be Mesavev that Yitzhak should get killed. How does this stim? No, it doesn't stim. Vayoyme Esav Beliboy. Chazal tell us that Rishoyim Bershus Libam. That means their actions are not controlled by their mind, their actions are controlled by their feelings. So Memele, if he had a hatred to Yaakov, is Memele, and he has to kill Yaakov once and for all. So if the life of Yitzhak is a stumbling block, we have to take away the stumbling block. That's what, that was Al Kaponim. This was the Cheshbon of Esav. So the Rabbeinu Shlom, Atzacharayim Gemishdo, and as soon as he became an Edim by Yishmael, Yishmael died. And by the chuppah, the nevoyis was the interfere. No more Yishmael. So Al Kaponim. So now let's go back to Taisvus. Shereishin is borech. When Yaakov Avinu cut the brachas from Yitzchak, or Yeben Samach Gimel, then he was 63 years old. How do we know he's 63 years old? She'oz meis Yishmael, because at that time Yishmael died. Now we can figure out how old he was. V'chol shnoisav shal Yishmael, kuf lamed zayim. Kedachsiv, Yishmael was 137 years when he died. V'Yishmael Godel miYitzchak Yudalet Shonim. Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. V'Yitzchak ben Samach Shone Beledes Aysam. When Yaakov Avinu was born, so Yitzchak was 60, and Ken Yishmael ben Ayin Dalet. So Yishmael was 74 when Yaakov was born. And he died when he was 137, the Nisha Miledas Yaakov Atsoif Shnei Yishmael Samach Gimel. So there's left over 63 years. 74 from 137 is 63. So Memele, so now we know that Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old when he got the brachas from Yitzchak. Now, let's go further. V'yudalad nitman b'veiseva, k'damrinim b'megillah. So, v'esrim shone b'veislovon, v'shtei shonim b'derech, v'oz meiso rivke. So this is already, then he was 99. K'dadoshinen aloin bochus, shtei b'chiyes sharivke u'menikosa. Rei tzadik tetz. So, v'meile, in order to assume that Rivke was 133 when she was Nifta, so we have to say that she was 14 years old when she got married. So we have a different cheshbonis. She was 3 years old, she was 14 years old, and she was a Naira. She was 12 years old. Why does it say Pony Albo Alapnuya? So Taisa says, don't be medayik Pony, Avada Givis, and Nosui is Zicher Azoine. Kolshkei nosi shemizan alishtei dachshu v'zayne. L'chayrebs, you have to understand what's the kolshkein, why is a pesach, a nosi, it's also zayne, fine, but kolshkein azayne is difficult to understand. Maybe pshat is that if, it could be there's many reasons why a person wants to be boil an isha. If a person has a wife, so memele, a lot of these reasons become bottle. He has a wife to be boil. So that what he's boil, pnuya, is that's a pure rotzen l'shem znus. So that's zicher azoine. If a person doesn't have a wife, he's a pony, so could be there's not a pure intent for znus, could be there's other cheshbonis there, why he's being boil up. So al koponim, it could be that's the kolshkein, that a nosi zicher is called a zoyne. Shak te mishne vayte, liyevatel odo mipiye verivye elim kein yesh loy bonim. Beishamay, you have to have children. Beishamay oimrim shnei zechorim. Beisilul oimrim zocher onikeve. Shenemar zocher onikeve brom. Hoyesh leibonim. So if we're medayik, the loshen Mishnah, it would seem as follows. Hoyesh leivatel odom mipiya verivye elo imkein yesh leibonim. And then, if he has bonim, then he can be mevatel piya verivye. That's what he can be mevatel. So it seems mipiya verivye bottle. Me isha leibotel. Doesn't say he shouldn't have an isha. Piyev Rivye, he could be mevatel if he has children. But in Ishe, he should still have. Misayle Rav Nachman Amashmu, the Oma Afa Pi, Sheyesh Le Laodim Kamabonim, Osa lamed bala isha shenema leitoiv heyeisa odom levada. It's leitoiv. The Ritva says the time is als hero. So memele, so then it's a dayik, it's a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says that from Pirivaribia he could be mevatel if he has children, but not from an isha. Ve'ika da amri, ho yesh le bonim, botol mi piriye verivye, u botol nami mi isha. Now others are medayik, now we have to see, we'll see in Tosfos, hoffentlich, what the diik is, but others were medayik from our Mishnah, that yesh le bonim, botol mi piriye verivye, u botol nami mi isha. That is a diik from the Mishnah, yesh le bonim, he doesn't have to have an isha either. Name it Evet Yufte, the Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. So Lachert said Yufte, Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. Rav Nachman Shmuel said, why you bought for me Isha? Like, so the Gemara says, no, even though you have such a deal, that bottle Nami me Isha, no, Pshat and the deal is as follows. Ein loy bonim, noisi Isha bas bonim. Yesh loy bonim, noisi Isha the lav bas bonim. That is pshat. The diik is, bottle me isha, he doesn't have to have an isha, that's a bas bonim. He could marry an isha, the la bas bonim. Nafkemine, limker, sefer teure, bishvil bonim. One is permitted to sell a sefer teure if he wants to marry an isha, bishvil bonim. Let us see Rashi. Me isha loy bottle. That was the first mandiyoma. Midiktoni leivatel odom mipirye verivye elim kain yesh loy bonim. Lektoni leivatel odom miisha elim kain yesh loy bonim. Shma mino oni pirivye is mevatel o yesh loy bonim miisha loy botel. The tzorich liisha isha. Avol in tzorich lachze acheruye le bonim. Limker sefer teirik de lisa bas bonim. Ve'im yesh loy bonim, lo yimke al yisa akora oizekeinu. Let us see Tosfos. Lo yevatel odom mipiri verivye. So Tosfos says, afal gav demireishe shemine lo. We learned this in the reishe that if a person is allowed to marry an islandist, tiktoni koin hedit la yisa islandist, blav dake koin kidamrina lael. So al kaponim, we see that if he has children, so memela, then he's permitted to be mevatel mipiri verivye, he can marry an islandist. Mikom balkim itzle chochi la hanech diyuke digmore. Digmore makes a diyuk, but he shouldn't be mevatel. Meisha, he could be mevatel meisha. So Mamela, that's why we need this Mishnah. Oy mishem plukte de beishamai u beisilul hodotonila. Here the Gemara explains what the Shira Bonim is. Meisha loy botel, perish bekunteris, midoloiktoni loy yevatel meisha. It says, yevatel mipirye verivye. So why say he never should be mevatel meisha? Ike da amri me isha botel. Now, the ike da amri is very difficult to understand. Where did they see in the Mishnah that if he has bonim, he could be mevatel me isha? La hai lishna dayik, mida lo iktoni, lo yisa odom isha she'eino bas bonim, ela imkein yesh loy bonim. That means, the Mishnah, if the halacha is that a person always has to have an isha, so the Mishnah should have said, but the whole difference is that if he has bonim, then he could marry an isha that's a lav bas bonim. If he doesn't have bonim, it's an isha that is a bas bonim. But an isha also always has to have, so the Mishnah should have said such a lashon which is telling us this message. Lo yisa odom isha she'eino bas bonim, elim ken yesh loy bonim. So there it would seem he has to marry Anisha, but he's only permitted to marry Anisha Shaina Basbonim El Ken Yeshle Bon Kvias Bon. Since the Mishnah didn't speak it this way, so there's a Pesadiyak from our Mishnah, the way it is written, that he could be Mavatala Philip from Anisha also. And then that Shmuel said that it means it could be Mavat Pshadis, he could be Mavat from Anisha, that's a Basbonim. Nafkemina limker sefer teire bishvil bonim kloima lahaim milse nami nafkemina. This is also a nafkemina. It's a poshut nafkemina. Loigosin elamai nafkemina. The tuv nafkemina kidekama behedya. It's a poshut nafkemina. Ein loy bonim noise isha bas bonim. Yesh loy bonim noise isha the lav bas bonim. Ba'oidai mari the motzi lameima. The afilu yesh loibonim loilam mitzvah lisa basbonim. There's a mitzvah lisa basbonim. Elamoide, not that afkemine is that, bismuth fakert is always a mitzvah. Mustama out sheves is a mitzvah always to marry an isha basbonim. Elamoide. Eiched itzoich limker sefer teure bishvil basbonim, then he shouldn't marry her if it involves selling the sefer teure. Given the yesh lebonim leimker, ma'achir shemaitzi she'ine basbonim lo yitzarech limker. Let us see the Gemara further. Beishamai oimrim shnei zecharim. That one is Mekayim Pivi Rivye B'Shnei Zchorim. So the Gemara says, Mai Tamayu De Beishami, Yafinim Mi Moshe, Tersiv B'nei Moshe, Gershem V'il Yezer, and he was Pirish afterwards. What's with Mitzvah's Pivi Rivye? So you see that he was Mekayim Pivi Rivye. B'Shilu Yafinim Mi B'Yosei Shalel. We learn that Mi B'Yosei Shalel. Frag the Gemara, Ubei Shammai Lelfe mi Beyosei Shaloylam. Let's learn out mi Beyosei Shaloylam. So the Gemara answers, Ein Donim Efsher mi Shei Efsher. That means, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Ubei Shammai Mishnei Schom, Ablai Zocher Oni Keive, Zocher Oni Keive the Chaylik. Yafinim mi Moishe, Shekivin Shoyu Loi Shnei Bonim, Pirish mi Neisha. Bebeyosei Shaloylam, Odom Vechave. So Beishami says you can learn out from Biyosu Shaloylam. Well, there it's Mishai Efsha. The Eloi Ivri Chavala Havanakei Vachiti. Avalhoche, Mishai Yeshloi Shnei Zchorim. So Mamel, that is no problem. The cave is Harbei Boilam. Beisilo Nami Lelfo Mimoshe. Let's learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu that he was Pirish after two Zchorim. Amalacha Moshe midaitei hu diyobetz. What does Rashi say? Midaitei mishim shchine. The also l'shar kol odom lasis kein. That means Moshe Rabbeinu era cheshbin that he wasn't allowed to have to be together with Anisha. So therefore he was Pirish, but not because he was mekayim b'yev rivia with shnei bonim. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa. Shloisha dvorim osa moisha midatoi, piski moidatoi leda samoke. Pirish mine ishe, vishibo haluchais, bohisif yoimechot. Pirish mine isha, mai dorash, oma. Oma yisrael shloi dibroimom shchine elolofisho, vikovo lahem zman. Was only a zman lofisho, and he was kevei a zman when the dibro will be. Omro toira al tikshu al isho, ani shemiyuchid ledibo, b'chol sho v'sho, v'loikov al izman, halachas kamo v'kamo, v'skima daite ledas amokim, shenam alech amoy lahem shuvu lochem lo alechem, ba'ato poi amoy dimodi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, v'midaite, mishum shchine, v'os shakam asus kem. Hoysef yemechad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu omolei v'kidashtem ayoyim umocho, v'omar hayu nechoynim l'shloishes yomim. Lekovalizman Amosayedaber Ime Shefray Shem Echot Kaidim Lalechem Linishem.
I would like to correct myself. I had asked the Ha'ore on Rashi. Rashi says that Holach Baila Lebezen Hagodol. I asked, why do you need Bezen Hagodol by a Saita? But it's enough in the Mishnah, in Mesech the Saita, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Hayamalan, Oisa Lebezen Hagodol, Shebi Yerushalayim. One more correction. I was Moira, the Gemara Estakashe. Why is a cotton a ktana laban a yibum? So I was ma'ira, why didn't the Gemara say, because it's ain't a ila la chalitza? Like Taisvis and of Memdalad, the Medalev asks, l'chayre, every cherish and chereshes should be potter min a yibum, because it's ain't a ila la chalitza. Because it says, va'om avi omro. Taisus answers over there by cheresh v'chereshes pumayu de koivloi. It could be by a kotna ktano, since they're oimdim lehisgadol. So that's poshet. That's better than cheresh v'chereshes. So the zikha called b'nei chalitze, like Taisus said by us, the top Taisus, that a ktana is a bas pirza. What Tosfos says in Masechtas Gittin, Afchobeis Amid Beis, that a cotton is called a bar krisus, because since the imidly is gadol. The whole problem Tosfos had by cheresh and chereshes was because they're not imidly spakeach. So there Tosfos had to say a teretz of pumayu de koivlei.